Reddit was complaining that she wanted to get her tubes tied, which you think, you know, you call your doctor and say, hey, what are you doing on Thursday? Can you just tie them up?
Mm-hmm.
No. So she lives in Alabama. Here's the process. To get her tubes tied, she had to go through an interrogation by her gynecologist. She had to sit there for an hour while this gynecologist asked her a million questions. Are you sure you're not going to want to have any more kids? What makes you so sure? Why do you think so? How many kids do you have? How old are they? At what point do you think you want to stop having children? You sure it's now? Like everything. After she went through that, her gynecologist said, okay, now you have to go get a second opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And sent her to a second gynecologist that she made an appointment with like another week later, because, you know, you can't get in like immediately. And that person went through the same series of questions all over again and said, now you have to go through a therapy session. And they sent her to a therapist to make sure that she was wanting to tie her tubes for the quote unquote right reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Once they were convinced that she was doing it for those right reasons, she had to get a permission slip from her husband saying that he was okay with her tying her tubes and that she wasn't doing it behind his back, and he gives it his blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Her husband said, you know what? Let me look at see what it is for me to get a vasectomy. Called up his urologist, who said, oh, what date's good for you?
Mm-hmm.
And that was the whole process.
Okay. I bet many doctors go through trying to reverse that. So that's where they get that from, that you're going to make sure 100% that's what you want to do. Because how many times do they get a call back and say, I want it reversed? Then they got to go through all that again.
Tough. You know, women get to make their own decisions. Men don't get to make decisions about whether a woman that has like four kids, who knows she doesn't want a fifth kid, you know, and she knows she wants to get her tubes. If a woman walks in and says, I want to get my tubes tied, your response should be, great, how's next Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
Not, are you sure? As if a woman doesn't know her own mind and her own body. And the fact that she was really railing against this part, and I agree with her. The fact that she had to get a permission slip from her husband,
mm-hmm.
like it's any of his business, or like she didn't discuss it with him. Like, whose place is it for a doctor to say, we need a signed permission slip? Like, a woman can't make a decision. Like, she's a child.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she needs a permission slip from her stupid husband.
All right, Karen has taken it too far, because I don't think it was that bad. And when I went through getting my tubes tied, I had to go through all those questions, and they bring your wife in to discuss it with you too. So I went through the same thing, and I'm a guy.
Oh, you're kidding. All right, I'm glad to hear that, because then in that case, if they're really cautious, whether it's a tube tied or whether it's a vasectomy,
mm-hmm.
that would make sense. But she made it sound like men just go and make an appointment. Okay, well, what kind of questions are they asking?
No, they're asking you if you're ever going to reverse it. Are you 100% sure? Let's bring your spouse in to discuss it with us. Then he's throwing different scenarios at you that could happen in the future. Then, I mean, it's a big thing. It's not like you just go in, throw down $10 and for your copay and get cut. It's a whole thing. I mean, they tell you what you're going to go through, it's going to be like afterwards. They really try to talk you out of it.
Well, no, they should tell you what you're going to, any operation you have, they should tell you what you're going to go through. I mean, I have a tooth filled at my dentist, and they give you a whole like, so here's what's going to happen. They tell you everything. That's just what doctors do.
Yeah, but they're not bringing in your boyfriend to discuss it with you.
That's the thing. I think that's really interesting. So did they run the scenario by you? Because this makes more sense. Because did they run the scenario by you? If you divorced your wife and got remarried.
Yep.
And decided to have, would you want to have kids then? And you still said no?
Yep.
Huh.
They bring that up. And he said there's two different ways he could do it. One way he would do it, and it could be reversed at some point if you wanted to. Or mm-hmm. he could do it another way that's going to be 100% effective, and there's no way they can fix it. I said to him, I don't want to hear the words, I'm pregnant ever again in my life. And if I do hear that, then I can pack up my stuff and leave. Because it's not me. So, yeah, no, it was a big thing. It wasn't just, here's my money, let's go.
Okay, I feel better knowing that, because the way she painted this picture, it really seemed like they don't ask the men any questions. All right, good. So I feel better that they ask you the same types of questions that she got asked.
Yeah, I think it's a Karen situation to where mm-hmm. she took it a little bit differently than they were bringing it up. You know, I could have taken it the same way.
Yeah, but you guys should get questioned harder, because women have a finite time when we can have babies. After a certain point, don't worry about getting your tubes tied. You don't have to worry about it anymore.
Right.
Whereas guys can still have babies into their 70s.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really the guy that you should ask the more rigorous questions to, because they're the ones who could potentially have babies or want to have babies much longer in their lives.
I had to go for a separate appointment just to discuss all that. So it's not like you just go in, pay the money, and they do it right then.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a whole seminar, whatever, that you got to sit through. Yeah. So
I never knew that. That's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. See, you don't know. Now you know.
Now I know. Okay. I'll let Karen know on Reddit.
Yeah, let Karen know on Reddit. It's just the way it is. But I can imagine the couples coming back going, no, we want those tubes untied. And then you go, oh, wow.
Right. That's a big operation.
That's going to be a huge surgery to redo it. So, yeah, I mean, they're going to make sure the woman understands 100% what's going to happen.
And I have one more question for you about it.
Uh-huh.
Was it only $10 because you're so small?
You make yourself laugh, don't you?
They charge by the inch.
Then it should have been $5.